Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a short reflection from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on Romans chapter 13, 8 to 14, and Matthew chapter 18, 15 to 20, under the theme Gathering in Christ's Name. These readings bring together two simple but demanding Christian practices, loving our neighbour and doing the hard work of reconciliation. Paul talks about love, and Matthew about reconciliation, and together they show the kingdom of God as a community where love is more than a feeling, it's a way of life. The image that stayed with me is a small circle of people standing together with their hands reaching into the centre. No one dominates the group. No one stands apart. Each person brings their own story, their own strength, their own need for grace. The hands meet in the middle, not as a dramatic gesture, but as a quiet act of commitment. It says, we belong to one another. It says, we will not let disagreement have the final word. It says, where two or three are gathered in Christ's name, Christ is already among us. That image matters because these readings are not dreamy or sentimental. Paul doesn't say, have warm feelings towards your neighbour. He says, love fulfills the law. Love is practical. Love refuses to exploit, deceive, diminish, or discard another person. It asks a searching question of every choice we make. Is this loving towards my neighbour? And not this the neighbour who thinks like me, votes like me, worships like me, or lives like me. Every neighbour. One thing preachers might want to notice is the connection between Paul's command to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and the image of putting on a korawai, a cloak of Christ. That's a strong preaching image for Aotearoa. A korawai is not just something worn for decoration. It carries identity, dignity, belonging, and responsibility. To put on Christ is to let compassion, humility, justice, and forgiveness become the clothing by which the world recognizes us. Take an honest look at Paul. Paul expected Christ's return soon. 2,000 years later, we know that expectation still hasn't been fulfilled in the way he imagined. But the urgency of his advice remains. Wake up. Stop wasting energy on quarreling, resentment, jealousy, and self-indulgence. Live now as people of the light. That's not outdated. It may be exactly what your congregation needs to hear. Matthew's gospel takes the same vision and brings it down to earth. Churches aren't made up of perfect people. They're made up of ordinary people who misunderstand one another, speak carelessly, and sometimes cause real hurt. Jesus' wisdom is refreshingly practical. Begin privately. Preserve dignity. Listen honestly. Involve trusted others only when needed, and keep the goal as restoration, not punishment. For worship leaders, this opens up rich possibilities. A call to worship could name Christ's promise to be present whenever two or three gather. A prayer of approach could focus on the times we've chosen public complaint over private conversation or winning an argument over restoring a relationship. Intercessions could pray for families, workplaces, churches, and nations where division has hardened into hostility. A children's talk could use a simple circle of joined hands to show how love draws people back together. There's also room for a moment of courageous silence. Invite people to think of one relationship where they may need to take a first step towards healing. Not every broken relationship can be easily fixed, and some situations require firm boundaries, but many relationships might be helped by one honest, gentle conversation. That's where the gospel becomes real. However you shape this Sunday, may these readings help your congregation become more than an audience gathered in a room. May they become a community practicing love, seeking reconciliation, and trusting that Christ is present not only in the hymns and prayers, but in every courageous act of forgiveness. The full Worship at Hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, hymn suggestions, children's talk ideas, and images, is available from Philip Garside Books. Nga mihi.